Welcome everyone, this is All About Windows Phone Insight Podcast 229, recording this on 1st of September 2017. I'm Steve Litchfield. With me, I don't have Rafe, he's on sabbatical really for a week, he's getting on with other stuff. But I do have Anthony Fear.
Hi Steve, thanks very much, thanks for having me.
I think it's a few months since we last had you on. Any particular progress? I particularly wanted to chat to you about the fact that you, maybe your rose-tinted early glowing reviews of the Alcatel Idol 4S may somewhat have dimmed.
Yeah, I took my glasses off, Steve.
Tell me all about it. Yeah.
Well, I think it's not the phone itself. I've been following your reviews with excitement as they come out. And actually, let me ask you, because it seemed to me when you first got the device, perhaps you were similar to me. You seemed a lot more excited about it than you were at the end.
I am still excited about it, if only because it exists, as I've said several times in text, which sounds really strange to say, because all over the world, smartphones are being released with Android mainly, and iOS very, very occasionally. But basically, there's no shortage of hardware, but we have an extreme shortage of hardware on Windows 10 Mobile, given that Microsoft, bless their darned cotton socks, have decided to stop making Lumias as of the middle of last year. So we've got basically a dearth of Windows 10 Mobile hardware, and here is a company actually making it with Microsoft's blessing, and that the hardware is fairly premium and reasonably decent spec. So irrespective of any minor deficiencies, I'm determined that I'm going to at least put a brave face on this. And I know I did a comparison on the site in the last week, since we did the last podcast, comparing the 950 XL with the Idol 4 Pro, and I objectively, you look at the wins and the loses and so forth, and you come out, well, okay, the 950 XL wins because it is just more flexible, more rugged, better camera, etc., etc. But at the same time, which is the more future-proof? Which is the one that Microsoft is more likely to allow into future builds, future branches? Which is the one that's got the higher spec processor, the most RAM, etc.? And you have to admit, especially with my love of stereo speakers, that the Idol 4 Pro is certainly not terrible. I would say it's a darn desirable. And I've lent mine to a colleague on the podcasting world for the next week or so. And that was a day and a half ago. I am missing it already. So it may not be the saviour of mankind, this device, but I think it's a jolly good thing to exist at all.
I agree. It is an excellent device. It's a super addition to the Windows 10 Mobile family. I think for me, what's missing is some support from Alcatel. I was hoping that, because I've had mine a good few months now. As you know, it came out in North America a while back as the Idol
4S with Windows 10.
4S with Windows 10 Mobile. That's right, and the and the good old the VR headset that was no use whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I'd expected some updates from Alcatel. And I think that's part of the problem for me, is that the phone, as I'm on the Insider's Build, as I use the phone more and the more Insider's Builds come out, which are supposed to be more reliability and improvements, actually, I think the device is getting worse. And for me, that's a real letdown. Is, you know, I find that the camera hasn't improved at all. If anything, the camera's gotten worse on newer builds. I can't take an image with any kind of blur. The fingerprint reader's gotten so bad to the point that I don't use it. And that Windows Hello glitch, where if you choose a fingerprint with Windows Hello, it locks instantly. Every time the screen turns off, it's locked. But with the Lumia, using Windows Hello but iris recognition, you get 15 minutes before you have to unlock with the iris again. And so little things like that just drive me crazy with this device.
The fingerprint thing and the device locking immediately is interesting. That, I have been informed, is a long-standing bug, and it also affects the Elite X3. So hopefully HP is also pressing Microsoft to fix it, but it's been around for so many months now, you have to wonder whether it's fixable. It's not a huge issue as long as the device turns on when you put your finger on the fingerprint sensor.
Right.
Now, the very last Fastring build, as I reported on the site, has a bug which affects, again, the Elite X3 and the Idol 4 Pro / 4S. whereby the putting your finger on the sensor does not turn the device on, which is a real pain because you've got to press the screen stroke right. power button and then unlock. It only takes an extra second, but it's a slight annoyance. That will, I'm sure, be fixed. That was just one particular fast ring build. The previous builds were okay. I'm curious, though, Anthony, you say the device is getting worse. Let's start with that camera. I would say, I mean, I saw your results because we did an early comparison, an early camera feature based on your sample photos. But obviously, I wasn't there when you took them. Mm-hmm. You've seen my own comparisons and my samples. I've been quite pleased with the IDOL 4 Pro. I wonder whether they have tweaked it in firmware. I know it's got a more recent firmware version than the IDOL 4S with Windows 10. Maybe Alcatel has done something to the camera because I've been quite pleased.
That's interesting because you say about the fingerprint reader. I find the fingerprint reader unusable. It's not just the waking the device up. With that, I have no issue. Wakes up every time and then gives me that annoying because when it doesn't recognize my finger, I've gone through the improving. And then I tried to register the same finger again because it seems to me anyway so bad at recognizing my fingerprint that it was able to accept the same finger again. With the same fingerprint. And even that is just so unreliable for me. I mean, it probably unlocks one time out of 10.
That's interesting. So I am finding that it unlocks one time in two, sometimes two times out of three. And it really depends. It's very, very dependent on exactly where the center of your fingerprint is. I found it's such quite a small fingerprint sensor, and mm-hmm. it's very easy to misalign the center of your print by, say, 2 or 3 millimeters, so that you're kind mm-hmm. of off to one side. And I think that's where it falls down and gives you that horrible bzzz.
Yes. So when I first had the device, I used to hold it with this kind of claw grip where my thumb would rest over the camera button. Or the convenience button, and so I could consistently place my finger in the same place. But as I say, I found over time that doesn't work. Cortana, for example, for me, the old wake up phrase, just stops responding. And the only way to get it back on is to either open the Cortana app or to turn off Hey Buddy and turn it back on again. So things like that, and with the camera, for me, HDR is so slow it just drives me crazy. The screen goes black for probably a good 5 or 6 seconds before it comes back after a HDR image.
That must be a firmware improvement they made for the 4 Pro, because I didn't see that at all. I can turn on HDR on the 4 Pro. I take an image and it's about 1 second, and the screen doesn't turn black for more than a few milliseconds. That's clearly an improvement. I think there are differences. People have been saying all over the web, well, Steve, you're an idiot to get the IDOL 4 Pro at £420. Why not just import a US IDOL 4S with Windows 10 for $100-something, which is vastly cheaper? But of course, it is a different device. The LTE bands are totally different. And mm-hmm. I say that they have actually improved things in firmware. That's clearly a bug, what you're seeing there. And I think they have fixed that particular one at least.
Interesting. Okay, because that would, some of these that are... Some of these issues for me would certainly make a big difference to the device. Yeah. So, and as I say, so with the camera, I saw your Flickr group for the IDOL 4, I thought, great, here we go, an opportunity to pull it out the drawer and use the device again. And just this morning, I was out walking with the dogs, and I tried to take a few snaps. But if there's any movement at all, the photo for me is just totally unusable. It just blurs. And now, still shots. Beautiful. Yeah, I'll take some great pictures. But that lack of consistency, for me, just infuriates me with the device. And as much as I love that screen, as much as I've gotten accustomed to, and I really miss stereo speakers on any other device. I never before liked stereo speakers, but it really is a game changer once you get used to them. As much as I love those parts of the device, I can't use it on a daily basis.
Yeah, I was down the playground with some nephews and nieces, sort of 5, 6-year-olds, and taking photographs of them on the swings and slides and zip wires and so forth, and everyone came out crisp. I think you've been hoisted here by the fact that you had the early firmware, and that Alcatel clearly has been asleep at the wheel in not updating the firmware for the American version. But on the bright side, I get the fixed version.
Good for you.
On the fingerprints, on the fingerprint sensor, it's interesting because, just to go back to that, because I've been reviewing case options for this device. I'm presuming you've been through a few cases. And, of course, they help center your finger. They're mm-hmm. better, each are better than others, but some of them do a really good job of guiding your finger to that sensor to the extent where it recognizes it and you center it every single time. So which cases have you been trying on yours?
Now, that's the thing. See, I don't like cases on my phone. So I deliberately haven't looked at cases for my Idol. I like it the way I want to see it, the way that the designer intended. So I tend to use all my devices without cases.
That is very commendable. I do exactly the same with the Lumias, but I don't use a belt case famously. But on the Idol 4 Pro, and also on most of my Android devices, which also have fingerprint sensors and are also shiny, slippery glass mm-hmm. and metal, I just have to use them in a TPU case. I know it completely ruins the feel, and I've ranted about that in other forums, but in this case, I cannot use the 4 Pro out and about without desperately worrying that I'm going to drop it and smash it, and hence the case is important. But that case gives you the absolute security that you can slip your finger over the back sight unseen, and it centers your finger for you on the sensor, and it makes it much, much more reliable.
Okay, interesting.
Any other particular points you disagreed with me from my rather extensive review?
No, I didn't. I found myself agreeing with almost everything, except, as I said, I was surprised at those issues that I'm experiencing that you didn't. And I didn't know if that was the rose tinting on your side. But no, it sounds like sounds like you have a newer firmware, which I would very much welcome. Alcatel, if you're listening.
Well, they have been doing some work because Microsoft and Alcatel have collaborated to get a recovery image in state there. And if you now go to the Windows device recovery tool, you'll find that the Alcatel Idol 4 Pro, the newer device, is supported, as indeed your 4S was a few months ago. And it's now a full recovery image, I presume, back to that anniversary update baseline. And from there, I'm very much hoping that production devices would then get the creators update. But at least with a recovery image, Anthony, Alcatel have now put the things in place so that if you do happen to brick your phone or mess around with the Insiders program and something goes horribly wrong, you can at least get back to a working phone. So there is some work being done.
Yeah, absolutely. That is encouraging. But you have to wonder how many people there are working on this, both on Microsoft and Alcatel's side, to take so long.
I'm guessing that Microsoft still has half a dozen people working on the Windows 10.
Yeah,
I know it's not. Say half a dozen people working on Windows 10 Mobile and fixing issues and looking at bugs and sorting out images. And Alcatel Zen, well, let's be generous, two or three. But there are people looking at these things and things are happening. But it's such a far cry from the thousands or tens of thousands working on Apple iPhone firmware and iPhone images. I do get rather jealous when I see the manpower and resources that on some competitors. Looking at other things on the site other than the Idol 4 Pro, MyTube, now I don't know whether just as a data point really, I've been playing with all the different YouTube clients for Windows Phone and Windows 10 Mobile and generally been very impressed by all of them. They're all just as usable as the official Google client really on Android, but MyTube seems to be the one that keeps coming to the top of the pile. Any particular comments for you?
No, I'm not a big YouTube watcher on my mobile. And I've been through a raft myself, but no, I agree with you. MyTube seems to be one of the better apps available for us.
I also noticed that YouTube itself has been changing its layout and format. And if anyone goes to m.youtube.com over the next few weeks, you'll see great changes, basically making that the experience in the Edge browser more or less akin to the YouTube application on other platforms. And again, we come back to this thing that I keep coming back to out of necessity, because there aren't first-party applications for an awful lot of internet services for Windows 10 Mobile, that quite a bit can be done in Edge. And the advance of HTML5 and some really quite advanced coding server-side means that the experience in the Edge browser, whether it's YouTube or your bank or some photo sharing site, the experience in the browser quite often is not that far off what you'd see in an application, albeit somewhat slower. Would you concur?
Absolutely, I would. I hear a lot, some other bloggers mentioned, you know, if you're using Windows Phone in this day and age, you're crazy. There's, you know, you don't know what you're doing. And I take offense at that because I find personally that what I do on a mobile device, I can do quite happily on a Windows 10 mobile device day in, day out, typically speaking. It's very rare that I absolutely have to use an app that I can't use quite happily in a web browser. So even in 2017, with all of the other choices out there, I can still use a Windows 10 mobile. I say can use. I'm happily using a Windows 10 mobile device as my daily driver without issue. And that's not because I'm some crazy fanboy. It genuinely does what I needed to do. And that is in part because I can replace some missing apps with the web versions. So I concur.
Yeah, and when you are watching, for example, media like Netflix, you've got those wonderful stereo speakers, which is just completely completely ironic that the best speakers on any current smartphone in 2017, any smartphone in the world, the best speakers are on Windows 10 Mobile. And I'm and I'm going to run that flag and wave it around for all I'm worth. Did you see, Anthony, that there was a brand new Windows 10 mobile smartphone effectively launched yesterday?
No, I did not. Oh. This is news to me.
Have a look on the site. I put up a link. This ad to someone who's on the show floor at IFA in Berlin, big trade show. And Wiley Fox, for a while, have been rumoured to be producing a Windows 10 mobile smartphone. And it's now been shown off and, I guess, formally released. There are retail boxes and everything. It's the Wiley Fox Pro. Just have a look at the story if you can in a different browser window while I read out the specs. Now, this is obviously fairly low end. I guess it's a modern equivalent of the Snapdragon 210 powered Lumia 650. So we've got a 5-inch 720p display, 2 gig of RAM, 2100 mAh battery, 8 megapixel, 2 megapixel main and front cameras, UK and EU adapters in the box with a USB cable. All of this is sounding much to me, and this is kind of ties in with the quote Pro name, and the Wiley Fox have said that Microsoft asked them to make it. This is all sounding very much like Microsoft were getting all sorts of inquiries from businesses saying, why the heck, Microsoft, did you stop making the 650? We want a low-end smartphone that we can hand out to employees. It doesn't cost the earth, doesn't cost the earth to replace, and isn't Android or iOS, so our employees aren't going to waste their time messing around playing games on social networks, side loading stuff, getting Trojans and malwares and all sorts of other shenanigans, when on a Windows 10 mobile device, especially one that's fairly low end, despite that 2 gig of RAM, you're A, more limited in what you can run, and B, it's far, far more secure in terms of actually getting anything that's unwanted, anything dangerous on the device. So if you've got your company documents and, you know, PDF files, and you hand these out to your employees and they go out into the field with your precious company confidential data, then I guess the idea here is that it's not going to be compromised, because there's no way they can get data stealing malware on the device in the first place.
Steve, are you trying to spin the lack of apps as a feature and a benefit?
I am.
I mean, in this day and age, do we need a low-end Windows 10 mobile device? I mean, yeah, again, Microsoft asked them to do it, but when? I mean,
probably a year ago. Yeah,
probably a year ago.
But there is a security angle here that, and I want to come back to. We've said this for quite a while that Windows 10 Mobile, like iOS, in fairness, because they are so locked down in terms of you can only get apps through the store, they are very, very secure. Android famously has a little tick in settings, and you can install third-party applications totally unchecked by Google, and it's just one tap in the right place, and you can sideload anything, however malicious. And I think that really frightens companies. So to have an option, an alternative to the iPhone, which, let's face it, even for companies is £500 or £600 per device. To have an alternative to that, and let's say they can pick up this Wiley Fox Pro at, I don't know, 130 plus VAT in bulk, and to have your company documents and your company's Exchange email servers and your company's contacts and your VPN, all of that, all set up by your IT department, handing out to employees, knowing they cannot, literally cannot get into trouble, there is a use case there.
I see your point. But I think in this day and age, most companies already have some kind of mobile device management software that they can lock down just about any device to the level that they require. And we just had that announcement where, was it, which police department was it that just dropped?
Yeah, New York.
The Windows 10 Mobile, right? And they got those devices for free. So they've elected not to go for free Windows 10 Mobile devices, but instead to pay for something else. I guess, you know, security and cost of device is not the be-all and end-all in those decisions.
Yeah, I think that was misreported. Basically, this was a rolling program of device improvement and device replacement. It just happens that we've been 2 or 3 years on Windows Phone 8.1, and the next stage of their IT strategy happens to be using iPhones. And I think it was reported that they're getting the iPhones for free effectively as well. It just all comes out in the wash. So I think that was misreported, but certainly, yeah, that's a big organization that was using, quote, Windows Phone 8.1, which admittedly is now 3 or 4 years old and is now moving on to something else rather than Windows 10 Mobile, which is a bit of a shame. But hey, we're used to being in the niche, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We certainly are.
Yeah, anyway, so it's encouraging to think there are new Windows 10 Mobile devices coming out, but let's face it, it's a drop in the bucket, really, compared to what's happening in the wider world. We've got this IFA conference going on in Berlin, and some of the hardware goodies being announced, they do make you slightly envious, I have to admit. But I can rejoice in that, those speakers. I can rejoice in the fact that I've got a Snapdragon 820 in my Windows Phone again, for the first time, really. This Elite X3, really, has been a bit of a no-show in the consumer world. You had the X3, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
Have you still got it?
No, I don't. I found the device too big.
Yeah, yeah. Did you buy and sell it? Did you buy it new and sell it secondhand? How did that work out for you?
Actually, for me, I got it through work. We got it on a trial through HP, okay. with an option to keep, and I elected not to.
Yeah, it's disappointing, really. I tried to persuade HP at the time that there are a significant number of prosumers, you know, Windows Phone, Windows 10 Mobile enthusiasts, who would buy it if the pricing was sensible, and they've never, unlike most companies in the computer world, they've never really managed to bring that price down. It's always been, I mean, what was the most recent offer? Something like £500+, and that was the reduced price. Which is, I know it's a really highly spec device, but the speakers were disappointing, the camera was disappointing, and yes, it was too big. And let's face it, none of us are ever going to use those pogo pins, so it was just too much, too large, too expensive, not spectacular enough, which is why the Idol 4 Pro impresses me more, because it is a more reasonable price, and the speakers completely fulfill their potential. The screen is actually nicer, I think. Certainly it's gorgeous, gorgeous in the hand. And it's current, and it's aimed at consumers, as much as consumers, certainly as businesses, which is, again, a novelty in the current world.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree 100%. The Idol 4 was a much nicer phone than the X3, a much, should I say, economically viable device for what you get. But, you know, I find myself, if I'm going to pick up a Windows 10 mobile device, I always find myself reaching for the 950.
Yeah, you can't.
Or XL.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with those 950s. It's such a shame they stopped making them. I know the factories had to go because they were completely restructuring their company. And they had all this Nokia infrastructure they'd inherited when they bought the devices division. And they thought, look, we just really can't make the most of it. We can't make ends meet. We've got to shut them all down. And that unfortunately meant shutting down the production of the 950 range. You'd thought that in this day and age, Anthony, though, they could have found an OEM over in China. So look, here's the 950 specs. Here are the materials. Mm-hmm. Here are the components. Put it together for us. We want to re-release it. Surely that's not impossible.
Absolutely. Of course not. I mean, according to Wiley Fox, they were asked to make a device. So why didn't Microsoft just give them the specs and the blueprints and say, just make that? Yeah, it is a shame, because even in this day and age, I mean, the iris scanners now appears to be coming out on other devices. The Continuum feature other manufacturers are picking up. I just don't understand Microsoft's strategy in mobile. They say they don't want to be out of the market, and yet they announce years ahead we're pulling out, and then they do this crazy kind of limp along thing where you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah, Microsoft have been messing up mobile for the last 15 years, though. We shouldn't really be surprised.
No, that's true. That's true.
Anyway, I've got a shiny new device to enjoy, and I'm going to carry on enjoying it. So there.
Well, in fairness, you have encouraged me to take mine out of the drawer again and start using it. And perhaps if that firmware drops, I'll start using it as my daily driver again.
Yeah, check it for updates again. And also see if you can get in touch with Alcatel USA. There's got to be someone there still alive at the wheel and with the lights turned on, yep, who can perhaps respond to you and get the USA version, the fixed firmware. I'm sure that must be possible.
You would hope so, yeah. Yeah, now, in fact, I did have to send mine back for repair. The USB-C port stopped charging.
Okay.
It was a little tricky to get through support because initially nobody knew what the phone was, and then Alcatel denied releasing it in Canada. So it had to go back to the US. Took me a little while to get that resolved, but all good, all back and working, but no new firmware. So maybe I'll get in touch with those folks again.
Nothing's ever easy in this world, is it?
No, and not if you're a Windows 10 mobile user. No, it is not.
Anyway, you're preaching to the choir here and to the hardened Windows Phone fans listening to this podcast, so we can all have a gripe together, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thanks for coming on, Anthony. We're going to keep this a short, snappy podcast. Mr. Rafe Blanford will be back next week, but in the meantime, anything else before you leave?
No, all good. Thanks very much.
And have a good day over there in Canada.
You too. Thanks, Steve.
Bye now.
Bye.